Hyundai leak exposed. International malware bust. Lighthouse phishing lawsuit. Cybersecurity News, November 10, 2025. This week's cybersecurity developments highlight widespread vulnerabilities across global industries, with major corporations, law enforcement agencies, and tech giants responding to escalating threats. Hyundai disclosed a major data breach affecting North American customers, potentially exposing up to 2.7 million social security and driver's license numbers. Hackers infiltrated Hyundai AutoEver America's systems for 9 days earlier this year, gaining broad access before detection. The company is notifying affected individuals and urging them to monitor credit activity. In a major win for global law enforcement, Europol's Operation Endgame dismantled 1,000-plus servers tied to the Rhadamanthes InfoStealer, Venomrat, and Elysium botnet networks. The operation seized 20 domains and disrupted infrastructure controlling hundreds of thousands of compromised devices and millions of stolen credentials, including cryptocurrency wallets. Users are advised to check if their data was exposed and update security tools. Google filed a federal lawsuit against a China-based hacking group behind Lighthouse, a billion-dollar phishing-as-a-service platform that defrauded over 1 million victims worldwide. The service used fake-branded SMS messages and over 17,500 phishing domains to harvest financial information. Google seeks to dismantle the network using RICO and cybercrime laws. In Brazil, a new WhatsApp malware called Maverick is rapidly spreading through malicious zip files sent via WhatsApp web. The malware hijacks browser sessions to target major banks, impersonates login pages, and uses automated tools to propagate itself. Users are urged to avoid unexpected zip files and maintain updated antivirus protections. GlobalLogic warned 10,000 employees of a breach linked to a critical Oracle EBS vulnerability exploited by the Clop ransomware gang. Stolen data includes sensitive identity, payroll, and banking information. Employees are advised to monitor financial accounts as investigations continue.